The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. Come and visit us. Email us info@BEPS.com.
Welcome to this new weekly feature on Radio X, where we look at the practical bits and bobs you need to know when moving to Belgium, whether that's childcare, getting a job, paying your tax, or where to find an English-speaking doctor. This is where you come in. We're looking for your questions on moving to Belgium, any areas of day-to-day life where you need a bit of a steer, or if you've been there and done that, what advice would you give someone moving here? You can get in touch with us by email at studio@radiox.eu or RadioXEU on Facebook. So with this being the first instalment, we're going to be looking at the nitty-gritty of who can move to Belgium and how you do it. Whether you're from the EU or not, there are various bits of paperwork that it's important you bring with you. Obviously, a valid passport or national ID card. Also, any school certificates, vaccination cards, medical certificates if you need any follow-up treatment for anything. And the papers for your vehicle if you're importing one into Belgium. We'll be covering all things healthcare and transport in future episodes. So, Brussels is the heart of the EU, and EU citizens from any of the 28 member states, as well as Iceland, Norway and Liechtenstein, can enter Belgian territory and stay here for up to 3 months without any formalities at all. But if you're planning on staying here a little bit longer than that, Belgium insists that you register at your local municipality, called the commune, within 3 months of arrival. Now, while the EU has freedom of movement rules, Belgium is particular about checking that you have sufficient resources so as not to become a burden on the Belgian welfare system. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be earning megabucks or mega euros, a work contract, registering as self-employed, or proof you're a student in a recognised educational establishment will be enough. Spouses, civil partners, and children are also easily registered with you. As soon as you've handed over all the documents asked of you and some passport photos, you'll be put on the provisional register, a sort of waiting list, while everything gets processed. A police officer visits your home to check that your name's on the buzzer and that you're living where you say you are, and you're not hiding a family of illegal migrants in a cupboard somewhere. Eventually, you'll get a notification that your ID card is ready, and then you can throw a party because you're now officially a Belgian resident. There are no particular restrictions on working either, so if you're an EU citizen and you're allowed to stay, you're allowed to work. We'll be covering job seeking, self-employment, and paying tax on what you earn in a later instalment. Sadly, for non-EU citizens, it's a little bit more complicated. So, unless you're an asylum seeker, non-EU nationals who wish to come and stay for more than 3 months in Belgium need to head to the Belgian consulate or embassy in their home country first. That's where they introduce a request for a residency permit and a visa. And there are several visas according to the different reasons for your Belgian adventure and differing conditions and types of documents that you need to produce. Getting a residency permit as a non-EU citizen doesn't automatically confer the right to work here. And we'll be looking at work permits in another episode here on Radio X. Next week, we're looking at how to avoid imminent homelessness, finding a home, renting and buying.
The Essentials. Essentials. Your guide to living in Belgium with BEPS International School. BEPS International School. Developing confident and independent learners for ages 2.5 to 12. More at BEPS.com.